Sechel Bikurim Perakimo Mishnah Hey Agos Lo Shal Gabi Asam Hayu Olot. The birds that were on top of the baskets of Bikurim were brought as Korban Olot, and together with the Bikurim they would bring birds. They would bring Torim Upnei Yona, doves and pigeons. Now they wouldn't actually put the birds on top of the baskets so that the birds shouldn't soil the produce. Instead, they would put the birds on the back of the basket, and those birds would be brought as Korban Olot. Umasha Biyadom Nosin Lakordim, and what they had in their hand they would give to the corn. Now the Rambam learned that what they had in the hand are referring to more birds that they brought, that they did not put on the basket. Instead, they brought them in their hands. So they had birds that they put to the back of the baskets, and they also had birds that they brought in their hands, and all those birds would be given to the Kohanim to be brought as Korban Olos. Well, the Bartanur learned that what the Mishnah says, that what they have in their hand they would give to the Kohanim, does not refer to any more birds. Instead, it refers to the Bikurim itself. They would give the basket of Bikurim to the Kohanim. While the basket was still on the shoulder of the person who brought the Bikurim, before the basket of Bikurim was given to the Kohanim, they would read the Parsha of Bikurim. The person who's bringing the Bikurim had to read the Parsha of Bikurim, which is found in the beginning of Parsha's Kisavo. He would start from Higadati Hayom LaShem Elokecha until he completes the entire Parsha of the Bikurim. Rabbi Huda Omer Ana Rami Obed Obed. Rabbi Huda says he doesn't have to read the entire Parsha of Bikurim. Instead, he starts from Agadati Hayom until he gets up to Arami Obed Obed. Higia La Arami Obed Obed. When he gets up to Arami Obed Obed, then he would stop reading. Morit Hasam Me'al Ksefo. He would take the basket off his shoulder. V'ochzo Bitzfasov. And he would hold the basket by the edges. V'koin Maneach Yado Tachtav U'menifo. While he held the basket from the edges, the Kohen would put his hand underneath the basket, and he would wave it up and down and to and fro, as Chazal learned out that both the person who was bringing the Bikurim and the Kohen has to be holding on to the basket when it's waved. The Korei Me'arami Obed Avi Ajahu Gomer Kor Parsha. After the basket is waved, the person who was bringing the Bikurim would continue reading the Parsha of Bikurim he had left off from Arami Obed Avi, so he would start from there until he completes the entire Parsha. After he completes reading the entire Parsha, the basket of Bikurim would be placed on the side of the Mizbeach, on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and then the person who brought the Bikurim would bow down towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he would leave the Beit HaMikdash. Now the Tana of this mission holds that the basket is waved only one time, but the Tana and the Sifri hold that after he completes reading the entire Parsha, the basket would be waved a second time, and only after that would the basket be placed on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach.